to make a living. But you know, that's the way the world is a lot of times. We get out there in it. If we ain't real careful, there's a bunch of mud will get stuck to us. Amen? There's a lot of people nowadays that call themselves Christians, but have forgot what the true word Christian really means. For the Bible said that the apostles were first called Christians at Antioch because they were Christ-like. Amen? I'm thankful today that I know what Christ was like. He wrote it down in the Word of God. He copied down it in here through the apostles, the very things of Christ, that we would know of the very character of God. And in the day and age in which we live in, it seems like everywhere we turn, somebody is trying to rewrite that thing. Amen. They're trying to change the nature of Christ this morning because they don't want to change the nature of their sinful state. Amen. I don't know where this is going, Brother Joel, but I'm going with Jesus this morning, and I know that'll be good enough. Amen. But I'm thankful this morning that through a careful study and through the preached Word of God by the Holy Ghost, He showed to me the very character of Himself and the very character and nature of salvation this morning. There's a lot of people today that hear about salvation and they know a little about it, but they've not fully understood the true character of salvation. This morning, I know I was one of them. I knew that there was a Savior that died for me, and I knew that He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary, and I knew I was a lost sinner, but I didn't fully understand until I was about 18 years old what Christ really done for me, Brother Joel. I could envision Him dying for me in one way. But I could not envision Him giving me salvation with nothing more and nothing less than simple faith this morning. Ephesians chapter 2. Be turning there with us, please. I believe that's where God's going this morning. As we begin to get into this morning, I want you to know a little bit about me. Most of you's probably heard of me, met me here at some point or time. But if you're like me, you probably saw a face but forgot the name. Amen. I see a lot of familiar faces this morning. I want you to realize I probably don't remember most of your names. But I still love you this morning for nothing less than if I had to love you out of anything besides the God love. You showed up here this morning. I love you a whole lot for that right there. Amen. Because you love the Lord or you wouldn't be here. Amen. I was raised on a small farm in Weston County. Grew up milking cows, growing chickens, logging, running up and down the woods and the hollers, trying to see just how much trouble I could get into. Amen. Let me rephrase that. Most of the time, trying to see how much trouble I could keep out of. Amen. Because I stayed into it. I just had to try to stay out of it. Amen. You see, the thing was, I thought as long as Mom and Daddy didn't know I was all right, but I forgot God is watching all the time. Amen? Right. Can I tell you this morning, just because Mom and Daddy didn't see you get in the cookie jar don't mean God did. Amen? But I remember the first time that God really spoke to my heart. You see, I was in a little bit of what you'd call a backslidden home. I didn't go to church near as much as I should have as a kid. But God still loved me. But we went to a baptizing, me and Mom and I think the rest of us, kids went. And the man of God preached. Never been to the place before in my life. Been a while since I'd spent much time in church. But I remember it had three rows in that church, and I was sitting about three-fourths back in the center row, on the outside, on the right side. Amen. And I remember that the Lord begun to deal with me. And I wanted to go so bad. Amen. I wanted to go so bad. But I said, Lord, how? Amen. H-O-W. How? But the Lord kept tugging. And I stayed where I was. I listened to the devil. And he won that morning. I don't know exactly how old I was. I can't remember at that time. Probably about 10 or 12. But it planted a seed in my heart. Because I knew where I was going that day. Later in life, I've had the privilege and opportunity to go back to that place and stand behind that sacred desk and preach the gospel by the power and the glory of God. Amen. But I remember that place. I didn't know where the place was at before, but I went there, got an invite, and I walked in, and there was something familiar. You know what part of it was, Brother Joel? That same sweet spirit was still flowing up and down them aisles. Hallelujah. Amen. But I got lost. At the age of 16, I made a confession of faith, and I didn't get what I needed. Amen. That's just all I know to tell you. I couldn't get satisfied with it. I wasn't settled with it. I believed that God had tried to do something in me. I tried to believe in it, but I couldn't have faith that I was truly born again. Why? Because I had not fully put my faith in the work of Christ to be sufficient for my sins. You know, Brother Joel, I still thought I had to do something. Amen. I don't have to do anything to get saved except believe. I have to do something later that I don't have to do that I do out of love. Amen. And that's just serve Him. When I truly seen what Christ done for me, Brother Joel, on the cross of Calvary, the got-tos moved out of the way, and I just up and down and hollered hallelujah. Lord, just let me live for You. You've done enough for me. I don't have to do anything else to earn salvation. I cannot. Ephesians chapter 2, I want to begin reading in verse number 4. It says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He hath loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah this morning. I'm thankful this morning that it's by grace and through faith this morning that I found salvation. And I'm thankful that He became the Lord of my life this morning. I've begun to think this week over a lot of people that claim that I have Christ this morning, but He's not Lord in their life. Jesus, over there through the Apostle Peter, had these words spoken in Acts chapter 2, and I believe it's verse 36. He said, "This same Jesus hath God made both Lord and Christ this morning." I'm here to tell you this morning, He'll never become Christ until He becomes Lord. Amen. When I got to the foot of the cross, He was exalted, Brother Sam. He was high and lifted up. He was above me. He wasn't in the rest of the world. He's not an ordinary man, but He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. He is Lord this morning. If I had a title I'd put on this message this morning, I'd have to title it, "The Loving Lord." Amen? The Loving Lord. Because He is Lord, but He is loving this morning. You know, Brother Sam, you can go back over there in the book of Genesis, over there, and you can find that Joseph went down into Egypt, and before it was over with, he was made Lord over Egypt, wasn't he? Amen. The king took off the ring upon his finger and he placed it upon Joseph. And he set him above everything. There wasn't but one man that he had to answer to. And that was Pharaoh himself. I'm thankful today that there is Jesus Christ has all authority. And He has all power. He has all love. And He has all grace this morning. And He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And He's making intercession for me and you this morning. I don't know about y'all, but that kind of excites me. Because I've got a straight, clear, direct access with Him. It ain't no party line. Amen? The only time that we can let party line get involved is when we let Satan get between me and Him. Amen? But through faith, I can move him out of the way and I can have a direct line to the throne of grace. Church, am I trying to go somewhere this morning? Hey, if you'll get a hold to the throne of grace through faith, through the salvation that's within your soul, you can have meeting this week. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. You see, the Lord is to be exalted. I'm trying to go somewhere this morning. Lord is to be exalted. Brother Sam, when you go to somebody to get something, you kind of have to look up to them, don't you? In the crowd of the world around us, if you try to put Christ down there with the rest of them, you can't see the gift, can you? Amen? You can't see Him. But when you'll exalt Christ this morning, if you'll put Him up front, if you put Him on the pedestal that He deserves this morning, you can see the gift that He has given you this morning. I'm here to tell you, my friends, I can't see the glory of Christ when I admire Him. It's like the rest of the things of this world. But when I exalt Him in my life and put Him above everything else, I begin to see a beauty and a glory this morning that's above and beyond all comprehension this morning. Amen. The world thinks this is foolishness. I'm here to tell you, God said that our foolish hearts, amen, that's what He called them this morning. I don't mean that lightly. That's a very serious word and statement. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible said that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You know what they're doing when they say that? They're saying Jesus ain't Lord, amen. I want to tell you something this morning. I'm going to try to leave it with you. God has already made him Lord. He's Lord now, and he'll be Lord in eternity. The difference is between me and a saved person, when it comes to Christ, the judgment seat is, he's not just Lord at that point, but he's also Christ. Means he saved my soul. Amen. You're going to stand before the same Lord I'm going to stand, saved or lost. Amen. He's still going to Lord. The Bible said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord this morning. But Brother Joel, I don't want him to be just Lord in my life, but I want to get out here and I want to tell him that I trust in him because I want him to be Christ in my life. Amen. I want that redeeming blood to flow through my veins. Amen. I want that redeeming blood to seal me unto the day of redemption. Can I tell you this morning, I don't have to want it. I've got it this morning because I trusted in him. And as he sat on down, thank God he saved me, sealed me, and filled me with the Holy Ghost of God. Y'all come to hear something new. I'm afraid you come to hear the wrong thing. I ain't got nothing new, but I'm afraid in the world at which we're living in, it's something that most folks seem to have forgotten. Amen. I didn't come to preach you something I thought would be new to you. I was trying to encourage you with a thought that you might have forgotten. Amen. A key point, an anchor it can be in your life that can turn you out of a world of destruction. It can swing you back into a world of eternity full of glory this morning. That can keep you out of a life of destruction and give you a life of peace this morning, a life that will honor and praise God this morning. Well, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, Brother Joel. I couldn't do anything to earn it. I couldn't pray enough prayers. I couldn't hold enough water down the street to the preacher. Amen. Some of them think that matters. Amen. But it don't matter. I'm here to tell you it's wonderful things. But it won't get you to heaven. It'll take true faith in him and him alone before you'll ever find salvation. Brother Joel, I don't know how to make it any plainer this morning. If I did, I would. But I want you to know that I love you this morning. I'd lay down right here and let you walk over me if that's what it'd take to get you to come to this altar and find Jesus. Church, if you're here and you've forgotten and you just need to get things right, I'd lay down and let you walk all over me. Because it ain't nothing about me. I want you to get to Christ this morning. Church, I want to go to meeting with you this week. God being my helper, I want to be here some. Amen. Whether I'm here in body or not, I certainly want to be here in spirit. Amen. Now, that's what Paul wrote over there in one place. Amen. And I believe we can still do it today. I believe God can hear me right over there in the woods, and he can still answer my prayer right over here if he knows that I can't be here. But I'm here to tell you this morning that I want you to get a hold of the grace of God and the horn of the altar this morning and reach out to God this morning that you might have an old-fashioned... Hey, I ain't going to tell you this. Just because it says old-fashioned. Hey, it ain't old-fashioned. It's just God's way this morning.
That's right.
His grace is new to me every day. Yeah. Amen. Some people call it old-fashioned. I just choose to call it God's way. It's the way this morning. It's the truth and it's the life. And I'm here to tell you, Brother Joel, I've been in some dark valleys a few times in my life. Maybe not as dark as some of you've walked through, but they was pretty big valleys, deep valleys for me. But I'm here to tell you, when I got my eye on Jesus. You know what? When I got back to Calvary, the ground got level around me. Amen? Well, thank you, Lord. The ground got level around me again. Because when I got my eye off of me and what was going on, and said, Lord, you've got it under control, that I'm going to claim what you tell me in your word, that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are the called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. I believe I'll just hang on to that, Lord, and I believe I'll cleave unto the rock from whence cometh my help. And I'm going to look to you this morning, up to the mountain whence cometh my help. And Brother Joel, when I reach for the mountain, He reached down off of it and He pulled me up out of a miry pit and He set my feet on a solid rock and He established my going. Amen. You know what He done? He put me back on that straight and narrow way. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody got a song this morning they need to come sing. I'd ask you that you would. Piano player, somebody, I want God to be in the midst. Brother Joel, I'm going to turn it back over to you this morning. But if you've got a need this morning in your heart, I want you to come. I don't care if it's a lost loved one that you've been praying for. I'm here to tell you, go back and get a hold of the horn of the altar one more time. If it's a burden for the church, the meeting, I don't care what it is. If you'll get in the altar and you'll get faith out front. Amen. Faith out front. And we're going to believe it, as the sister said. I'm just going to believe and claim what God's going to do. I find promises in His Word and I can claim them because He's promised them to me, and I can pray and ask and agonize with God through the Spirit of the Lord, and I can claim it this morning, and I believe it'll come to pass. Brother Joel, might not be in my time, but I believe in His will it'll come to pass. I believe it'll come to pass. Would you stand with us, Brother Joel? Would you come this morning? Would you come, Brother Joel?
Yes, sir.